ஹரிஹி ஓம் தத் சத் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம் ஓம் சதா சிவ சமாரம்பாம் வ்யாஸ சங்கர மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்ய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் ஸ்ருதி ஸ்மிருதி புராணானாம் ஆலயம் கருணாலயம் நமாமி பகவத் பாத சங்கரம் லோக சங்கரம் சங்கரம் சங்கராச்சாரியம் கேசவம் பாதராயணம் சூத்ர பாஷ்ய க்ருதௌ வந்தே பகவந்தௌ புனஃ புனஃ. ஓம் ஹரிஹி ஓம் தத் சத் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம் ஓம் சகனா வவது சகனௌ புனக்து சக வீரியங்கரவாவஹை தேஜஸ்வினாவதீதமஸ்து மா வித்விஷாவஹை. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி. ந க்ருத்ஸ்ன ப்ரஹ்மா வ்ருத்திஸ்ஸா சக்திஃ கிம் த்வேக தேஷ பாக் ஷட் கட சக்திர்யதா பூமோ ஸ்னிக்தம்ருத்யேவ வர்த்ததே. தி லாஸ்ட் கிளாஸ் வி சா கட சக்தி மீன்ஸ் லிட்டரலி வி டேக் தி மீனிங் ஆஃப் தி வேர்ட் கட சக்தி. கடஸ்ய சக்தி கட சக்தி தி பவர் ஆஃப் த பாட். யூ மிஸ்டேக் இட் ஃபார் அ பவர் ஆஃப் த பாட். இட் நாட் பவர் ஆஃப் த பாட். திஸ் பவர் pertaining to the pot means what? Power, that is some sort of a the flexibility, the pliability, the power on the part of the earth that to be convertible into a pot form. The convertibility on the power of convertibility on the for part of the earth into convert into a pot is called what? A ghata shakti. So, we have the bhoomi, everywhere bhoomi is there, everywhere this earth is there. We can't just pick up any part of the, from any part of the earth, we can't pick up the soil or sand and clay, just convert into a pot. Only such an area, only we need, then the earth also has what? There can be sand, there can be soil, there can be, clay. So, only where there is a clay, the clay is not a dry clay. The wet clay, isn't it? So the wet clay alone has that ghata shakti, or the power, it has that convertibility. It can convert into a ghata pot. In this, the example is given. Don't take it very seriously. Just the example is given. Similarly here, even the Brahman, what is Brahman here? The absolute reality, the ultimate truth, which is obtaining in the form of pure knowledge. If you have to remember this all the time, reality means shuddha jnanam, pure knowledge, pure consciousness. Reality is the pure knowledge, and that pure knowledge means you cannot even talk about it, you cannot even see, you cannot perceive. That is why there's a methodology is given in the Shastram, how to arrive at the reality in terms of its nature of knowing. The whole methodology, Panchakosha Prakriya, or Dhrishyaveka Prakriya, all these Prakriyas are given. We have to understand, there's no reality other than the knowledge. Reality is the abstract. Why do you say abstract? Because it is not perceptible. It is not describable. It is not available, cannot be conceived also. Not available for, you cannot think and exercise your intellect and conceive this is how reality is. It is not available for thought conception. It is not available for the word description. Available for the sense perception. So how are you going to arrive at it? That is why we say abstract. Why abstract subtlest reality? And in what only you arrive at it only in terms of its nature. And what is the nature? And because we've been studying for quite some time, all these prakriyas help us arrive at the reality. Reality of every form that is perceived here. Reality of every form is what? Every object perceived through any sense organ. The sound, the truth of the sound form, truth of the form, truth of the light, truth of the smell, truth of the taste, truth of all fivefold objects. No object exists independently outside of the truth. That is why this will be called a truth, the reality. And that reality, because truth of all the forms, names and functions, implied the truth of the whole Jagat, which is of the nature of limitlessness, which has no beginning, no end, which is free from all limitations, therefore implied with the term Brahman, that reality implied with the term Brahman is essentially of the nature of what? The pure knowledge that we have understood very clearly. And that Brahman alone, we say, Brahman is blessed with the power. What is power? The Brahma Shakti. The Brahma Shakti here meant Brahmanaha Shakti, not Gata Shakti. Okay? The Brahman also is endowed with the power. And we don't talk about the power size. Power is not something countable separately. We have to understand that. That's why we gave the example last class. This one you say, the fire is there means, fire has Shakti. Agnihi Asti means, Agni is endowed with the power. Whatsoever the power of burning. So that, how do you know that? By just seeing the fire, you can make out? No. How do you understand? Only when the fire, we see the effect of the fire, consequence of the fire. When the something burning happens, and that is when you appreciate the power of burning being there on the part of the fire. So always appreciation of Shakti is possible only when the Shakti is expressed. Shakti is manifest. Isn't it? Shakti has to be expressed. Only then Shakti is appreciable. And here, reality also, reality being the abstract, in no way of arriving at it, only when the reality, power of the reality is manifest. Okay? The power, only through the power of the reality, the very reality. Okay, so the reality, the Shakti becomes manifesting medium for the reality. Why do you say? That is how the power makes a person recognizable, isn't it? The power makes a person recognizable. The prime minister of the country or the leader of the group, somebody, the power and influence makes the person more recognizable. Similarly, expression needs expression. So here also, the power makes the object recognizable, any object. Similarly, here also, the abstract reality, in no way of arriving at it also, becomes recognizable only when the power is when this manifestation. And the Shakti, and Shakti Brahman also is ended with the Shakti, and which is not at all countable. We already understood, even though we say, in keeping with the power, we can talk about the people are always known for the powers, but still power is never countable. Power has no independent existence of its own. Power is something. Power is reality, but the power is uncountable. The power is mithya. We understood in the previous mantra verses all these things. And here, that is why the power is not at all there. You have to understand, power is not, the power is, it is not the something as independently, separately, apart from the reality. That is why it is known by the term Maya also. And here, this Brahman also is, Brahma Shakti is also there. And that Brahma Shakti, how do you understand the whole Jagat? How you understand the pliability, flexibility, the Ghata Shakti obtaining in the clay, you appreciate only when the pot is made, isn't it? Clay can be made, converted into pot like this. How do you understand? Only when you're seeing the pot, pot alone helps you recognize the very clay, how by its being pliable. Isn't it? The flexibility of the pot of the clay is appreciated through the pot. Similarly here, the whole Jagat is like the pot, and which helps you understand the power of creation, the creative power being there on the part of Brahman helps you recognize when the creative power being there on the part of the reality, into the term Brahman, just only by seeing this, appreciating the Jagat. Is it clear? And the Jagat, our body, mentions complex also is there as here. So the whole Jagat, how come? How is it possible? But for the Jagat, but for the reality, the Jagat is not possible. The Jagat enjoys the status of being existent. The Jagat has come into existence because of the blessing of the reality. And this, by this power of knowing, by lending existence, the universe enjoys the existence means, therefore we call that power of reality as what? Creative power. Even though it is called creative power, the power does not really create the universe. If we say the illumining power of the light, now lends existence to all the illumined opaque things. Without the light, opaque things would have become non-existent. They would have lost the status of being existent. All the opaque things enjoy the status of being existent because they are illumined. So being illumined, becoming the illumined is very, very important for the opaque things to enjoy the status of being the existent. If they are not illumined, if they haven't become the illumined, means they will be as good as non-existent. They will lose the status of being existent. They will remain ever covered in darkness. They're non-existent. Because, isn't it? Similarly here, the whole Jagat also would have become what? Would have been as good as non-existent, would not have enjoyed the status of being existent if the world is not illumined in terms of knowledge. The world is not known. So knowing, we understand this, understand knowing is the sorupam of the reality, and the knowing is illumining. Illumining is lending existence. Three verbs should go together, okay? Knowing is illumining. Illumining is bringing the world to light, and bringing the world into light is what? Lending existence. And lending existence means the world enjoying the status of being the existent. Therefore, because the world enjoys status of being existent, being illumined, being brought to light, being known. Therefore, we say what now? That even though the world is not created, it is from the standpoint the world which is given, which is lent existence, the creator status is attributed to the reality as Ishvara. Therefore, we say creation, and because Ishvara is said to be what now? The reality enjoying the status of being the Ishvara as the creator, and the power, the power of knowing is said to be what now? Creative power. Okay? That's all. Creative power. So, mothers were given a different name, creative power. What creative power? That's the natural, isn't it? Swarupam eva shaktihi. We understand what is shaktihi? Swarupam eva shaktihi. The intrinsic, inseparable nature is the power. Shaktihi. There are two different things. And here the question is, what about this whole Jagat then? The whole Jagat is only not the total manifestation of the reality. The whole Jagat is only manifestation of, only one fourth of Brahman manifest is the whole world. Okay? One fourth of Brahman manifest is the whole world, which means you don't need whole Brahman. That's what is said here. Okay. So, Pado Osya Vishwa Bhutani, that from Purusha Sukta sentence is used here. Padosya, you see the second sentence now. Padosya Sarva Bhutani Tripadasti Swayam Prabha Iti Ekadesha Vrittitvam Mayayaha Vadati Shrutihi. So, here Vidyayana Swami is very careful. He doesn't want to say, I am saying this. What he says, Shrutihi Vadati. Shrutihi, means Shruti says that Maya is only a part of only 1/4 of Brahman manifest is Maya. 1/4 of Brahman manifest is Maya. Okay, Brahma Maya Yaha Yeka Desha Vrittitam is only part, not the total. There's no total manifestation. Only a part of manifestation is in the form of the universe. You're going to see something very beautiful now, okay? And the part of Brahman manifest is the whole universe means, only Yeka Desha means what? Only a part. How much? Part means how much? You can't go and measure here, literally. Literally, you can't go and take, oh, 1/4 of Brahman. If we do, Brahman is immeasurable. Maya, the power of Brahman is immeasurable. How are you going to measure it? Just for want of expression, it is said here, Yeka Desha Vrittitvam. Only a part of the manifestation. That's why Upanishad, the Purusha Sutra, it is said, Asya Padaha. No, Padam. Only the 1/4 of Brahman manifest is what? This whole Jagat. What about the 3/4? The 3/4, the rest of the Brahman is what? It is said here, Tripad Asti Swayam Prabha. Tripad Asti Swayam Prabha. Swayam Prabha means what? A self-effulgent. The reality obtaining in the form of pure consciousness, which is of the nature of self-effulgence, is what? Is the actually Brahman. This is the Brahman. So Yeka Desha Vrittitvam, why do we say the whole universe only manifestation of the 1/4 of Brahman, or the a part of Brahman alone is manifest? What are the rest of the Brahman? Rest of the Brahman is pure knowledge, which is of the nature of self-effulgence reality, Brahman. So here, what we have to understand, please understand here, how long can you talk about the Maya? Please listen to me carefully. See, the universe enjoys its existence only when there is knowledge that the universe is. So existence presupposes knowledge. This is a kindergarten lesson which we have been listening for a long time. Existence presupposes knowledge. The existence of the universe is dependent on the knowledge of the universe, in knowledge of the existence of the universe. Jagad asti, universe is, universe shines. That knowledge must be there, only then the universe enjoys existence. But for this knowledge to be there, definitely what must be there? There must be the knowledge of the existence of the very self in terms of I am. So the knowledge of the existence of the self in terms of I am, obtaining in the form of a thought, is what is a manifestation of knowledge. Without this thought, knowledge, there cannot be knowledge of the existence of the world in terms of the world is. Aham asmi jnanam must be there first. Jagad asti jagad bhati jnanam to be there. Is it clear? Therefore, what is this aham? Aham is a manifestation of knowledge. And manifestation means it comes and goes. Vrittat means which comes and goes. And for which there must be a source, without which manifestation is not possible. And the source of the knowledge is, we say, reality implied by the term Brahman. That is fine. Now the next question is, why do we say partial? If there is no knowledge, there is no knowledge of what this I am is, what this world is. We do not know what is the manifest knowledge is. That is what Shastram says. When you discover what this I am is, then you will also discover what this world is. The jnanam, knowledge obtaining in your thought in terms of in the universe is, what is the thought? That thought is also manifestation of knowledge, and for which the source is the same reality obtaining in your pure knowledge. That you can arrive at only when you understand what I am, when you understand what I am. So I am is knowledge. I is knowledge, I am is knowledge, which is a manifest knowledge, vritti jnanam, obtaining in the form of thought. Only when the thought knowledge is there, only then other knowledge is possible. Then all the thoughts are possible. Only then perception is possible. Then the world enjoys status of being existent, which means the existence of the world is purely dependent on the manifestation of knowledge obtaining in the form of thought. Isn't it? Therefore, when you understand what that I am is, you discover I am that pure consciousness. I am the world is also what? The pure consciousness. Essentially, the knowledge is manifest knowledge obtaining in the form of thought can be reduced only to pure knowledge. Like wave can be reduced to water, the H2O. Any cognition is the knowledge I am, the knowledge the world is, obtaining in the form of thoughts can be reduced to what? Abstract reality obtaining in the form of pure knowledge. You cannot do anything more than that. This is what Shastram says. When you discover it, then what happens? Only pure knowledge. Okay, then where is the Maya now? There's no Maya. There's no Maya, there's only pure knowledge. There's only pure knowledge. This pure knowledge alone is endowed with the whole universe is what? The whole universe is manifestation of knowledge. When the knowledge becomes complete, the total manifestation. Until, please listen to me carefully, until this knowledge takes place in terms of what I am. You know, I am is there, but what this I am is, one should discover it, knowledge is total. It's called a total manifestation. Only half manifest, only by having knowledge I am, the world enjoys existence. Without even knowing what I am, without even knowing what is the world is, only when the half knowledge is there, the world enjoys existence. Are you listening to me carefully? For the world to enjoy the status of being existent, what do you need? Not total manifestation of knowledge. Half manifestation is enough. I am. That much knowledge is enough for the knowledge the world is to be there. That much knowledge is enough for the world to be there. That is creative power, isn't it? In half knowledge itself, world shines. You don't need to know what I am, or you don't need to know what the world is for the world to enjoy the status of being existent. Why should you say that half knowledge is enough for the world to shine, for the world to be there? In total ignorance, when the half knowledge is not there, world becomes as good as non-existent. In total ignorance, world becomes as good as non-existent. Why? When the knowledge I am is not there, the knowledge the world is also cannot be there. Because the knowledge the world is what? An object of knowledge, isn't it? The world is that jnanam, knowledge is jagad asti. What is jagad asti means what? Jagad asti is an expression. But the expression is what? Expression of what? Expression is of the manifest knowledge, obtaining in the form of a thought. So the world is knowledge, obtaining in the form of a thought. And for that knowledge obtaining of thought to be there, there must be the knowledge of the existence of the self in terms of I am. It's only half manifestation. In total ignorance, when this manifestation of knowledge is not there, we say this pure knowledge. When knowledge is pure, without the manifestation, when there is pure consciousness is, the reality in the form of pure consciousness or pure knowledge, reality is as good as non-existent. Why? It is not recognizable. Is it clear? Then we call it a total ignorance. So then in total ignorance, avidya, in total ignorance is there. What happens? Then there is no, jagat does not enjoy the status of being existent. And when this avidya is disturbed, when this avidya is half knowledge manifest, when it's only half manifestation is there in terms of I am, then the world is. I am is also half manifestation. The world is also half manifestation. In half manifestation, enough. The world comes to enjoy existence. For the world to enjoy the status of being existent, how much knowledge should become manifest? Big achievement for me today, if I can make you this. Understand. Only half knowledge is manifest. Then Brahman, the half all this manifest, the world enjoys existence. When the half all dissolves, again the world loses the status of being existent. The half all this manifest, world enjoys the status of being existent. And the half all this resolved, again Brahman loses the status of being existent. Therefore, there's no total manifestation. Is it clear now? Why padaha asya? Asya padaha, only half manifestation is creation. So the Brahman's creative power means what? The power of manifestation. The power of creation is not total power, total manifestation. Only half manifestation itself is what? Knowledge is manifest half. The whole jagat shines. Now the rest of the jnanam, rest of Brahman is still unmanifest. What is that? When does it become total manifestation? When you understand, oh, what is this knowledge obtaining in the form of thought in terms of I am? What is that? If you discover, then you are discovering what Brahman is. And then aham asmi jnanam, when it becomes aham brahma asmi, I am Brahman, that is total manifestation of knowledge. Is it clear? Aham asmi, in half knowledge is required, in half manifestation, the whole world shines. So how much knowledge you need for the world to be created, for the world to enjoy the status of being existent, only half knowledge is enough. You need the total knowledge not for creating the world, not for lending existence to the world. Total knowledge is required only for freedom, moksha. Half knowledge is enough for the world to enjoy the status of being existent, for creating this world. But total knowledge is required only for moksha. So, when you say the world is created means how much? Without even having become totally manifest, even just by half manifestation of, half of the manifestation, what happens now? The whole universe enjoys existence. That's why it is said, always said what now? What is this universe? This universe is only manifestation of the reality obtained of pure knowledge. Only a part of the reality. In terms of obtaining of pure knowledge, part of it manifest is the universe. Not the total manifestation. You don't need total manifestation for the world to be enjoy existence. Half is enough. And we're very happy with that. Understand? The idea is total manifestation of knowledge. For the total manifestation, there must be, there must be effort on the part of the human mind to discover. Then with the Shastra Pramana, when you discover it, you discover Aham Brahma Asmi, that Aham Asmi is also Vritti Jnanam. Please listen to me carefully. Aham Asmi is also, I am, is also knowledge obtaining in the form of a thought. Similarly, Aham Brahma Asmi, what I am. No, I am the absolute reality, the term Brahman, which is of the nature of consciousness. In total knowledge also is Vritti Jnanam, knowledge obtaining in the form of a thought. Aham Asmi is also thought, Vritti Jnanam. Aham Brahma Asmi is also Vritti Jnanam. In Aham Asmi, what happens? A Khanda Jnanam. Why? Because you know you are, but you do not know what you know you are. I mean, there is knowledge, I am, but you don't know what the knowledge I am is. Therefore, there's half knowledge is there. I mean, discover what I am, Aham Brahma Asmi, then there the identity is the truth. And the truth is akhandam. The truth is akhandam is what? Now, truth is time-wise limitless, spatially limitless, object-wise limitless. The only truth, one indivisible, partless soul, which is free from all forms of differences and divisions. And the knowledge of the truth is what? Akhanda vastunaha jnanam, akhanda jnanam. Okay, akhanda jnanam means, what is akhandam? The reality which is free from all limitations, which is free from all differences, which is free from all divisions. And that when discover that reality, the knowledge of the indivisible, partless, whole reality is what of akhanda vastu jnanam. That knowledge is total manifestation. Knowledge cannot become, there cannot be more manifestation, a greater manifestation than that. We always say, Aham Brahma Asmi is the total manifestation of knowledge. Why? Why it is a total manifestation? Because there the knowledge becomes complete. So to know anything within the realm of the matter, only half knowledge is enough. If you know you are, that is enough. That knowledge, half knowledge is enough to penetrate and to probe into the material world and to discover anything. So unfortunately, span of life is very short. Within the very short span of life, one can totally commit oneself to something and you can discover, you can discuss some, you can get some 2 PhDs, 3 PhDs or post or fellowships, and then we get old, we die. Okay, with the half knowledge, you can penetrate and know so much in the world. As much as you focus. You can discover. That is possible. So to know more within the realm of the matter, you need only half knowledge. You don't need total knowledge. Okay, half knowledge is manifest means enough. You should know I am. Then you can know the world is. Then within this world, what is, 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 you can discover continuously. But any knowledge within the realm of mithya prapancha is possible. Mithya prapancha, material, within the realm of the matter, you can discover so much. But when does the knowledge come to an end? When you discover what I am, you are discovering the source of knowledge. When you discover anything within the realm of the matter, there's only manifestation of new knowledge. Okay? Not newly created knowledge, manifestation of already existent knowledge. When you discover the source of knowledge, that is the culmination of the search. Body mind. Now, source of knowledge makes us complete knowledge. What is the truth which is the source of any knowledge of anything in this world? source of all knowledge, whether it's the knowledge of the self or knowledge of anything in the world, has to rise only in the moment of thought. Knowledge of anything in the world, it can be science or, you know, it can be biosciences or physics, chemistry, mathematics, computer science, engineering, any knowledge, or languages, or cultures, arts, any knowledge of anything in the world other than the self is what? Aparavidya. Knowledge of anything and everything other than the self is what? Aparavidya. Knowledge within the realm of the matter is possible. So all any knowledge has to obtain only in the form of a thought. And which is dependent on the knowledge of the existence of the self in terms of I am. And if you want to know what is the source of knowledge, where does this knowledge rise from? It can be knowledge of physics, chemistry or biology or mathematics or fine arts or music or any nuances. Knowledge, source of knowledge, what is the source of knowledge? The source of knowledge is you have available for this recognition only as the truth of the I, the knowledge I am. When you discover what I am, you have discovered the source of any knowledge obtained in the mouth of thought. That's why we say it's a complete knowledge. Purnam jnanam, purna vidya. That's why not the detailed knowledge. Detailed knowledge of anything in the world is only aparavidya. Why? There, knowledge of the world is only vritti jnanam. But there's no source, knowledge of the source of knowledge is not there. Knowledge of the source of knowledge, which is knowledge of the knowledge, isn't it? Alone makes such a complete knowledge. What we need to understand is, for the world to enjoy creating, creation means, creation of the world means lending existence to the world. Lending existence is creating. And lending existence means bringing the world into light. And bringing the world to light means knowing the world. Illumining the world. Illumining the world means knowing the world. And knowing is not an action. Knowing is the very nature. Okay. And the knowing is possible only then there's a knower. Isn't it? Knower. And who is the knower here? You discover the knower. There's no knowing is not possible without the knower means that the knower is not the person with the sense organs, body and mind and all that. The knower here is the formless reality. Knower is just as illuminator is the formless light. No given physical form, no sense organs, no instruments of knowledge, no mind, no sense organs. Okay. This absolute knower, ultimate knower is only a qualification, status attributed to the reality, the formless reality. Knower is the formless reality. And the reality, why does it know? Again, knowing is its nature. Therefore, implied by that, you cannot use any other word. No word can be used to indicate reality, imply reality. And Shastram uses this word Jnanam Brahma. Jnanam is used by it because that is how you arrive at it. Knowing is the very Swarupam. The human mind is capable of appreciating this. Oh, knows. Isn't it? When you understand, how do you arrive at the reality? Not as an object of thought, but as the very truth of the thought. You arrive at the reality as the source of knowledge obtaining in the form of a thought. You never arrive at the reality as an object of thought. And then you discover reality, you arrive at as in terms of pure consciousness or pure knowledge, is not even the knower, the subject, not even the known object. It is the truth of the knower and the known. What I want to say here is, that is why, that's Then when do you say knowledge, complete knowledge, total knowledge? We discover the source of knowledge, knowledge of the knowledge, that becomes complete knowledge. But knowledge of anything else other than this is what? Knowledge obtaining in the form of a thought, which is a knowledge obtaining in the form of a thought is a vritti jnanam, which is paravidya. It's an aparavidya. But knowledge of the knowledge obtaining in the form of a thought is also what? Vritti jnanam only, but still it is paravidya. Any knowledge of anything is a vritti jnanam. Knowledge obtaining in the form of a thought. Aham asmi is a half knowledge. Aham brahma asmi becomes very clear. And then you have discovered what? The knowledge of the knowledge, the source of the knowledge. That is when aham brahma asmi means, you also understand, idam asti, this jagat exists, is also what? Knowledge. And for which also the source is the same reality. You have to say what now? Idam brahma. Sarvam kalvidam brahma. The whole universe is brahma. Aham brahma asmi. Sarvam kalvidam brahma. Therefore aham idam sarvam. Therefore I am the whole. That's what should happen. In the total knowledge, please understand here, we don't need a total manifestation of knowledge for the universe to enjoy the status of being existent. In fact, in total knowledge, what happens? You cognitively resolve the universe as mithya. You understand the world as what? Brahma. Whole jagat is Brahma for you. The whole jagat is manifestation of knowledge you appreciate in the Brahma vision. You cognitively resolve the world. You cognitively negate the world as mithya in total knowledge. Only when the half knowledge is there, you appreciate the really world as reality. And for this world to enjoy as an existent, what do you need? How much anam you need? Total knowledge is not required. Half manifestation is the universe. When the half also is not there, universe becomes unmanifest. The universe is unmanifest. The universe doesn't exist when the total ignorance is there. In deep sleep state, the universe doesn't exist. So also, the universe will not exist when you are in death also. The world will not exist in Mahapralayam also. Why? The world does not exist means, with the world, nothing happens to the world. The world will be as good as non-existent. The knowledge I am obtaining in a thought has to manifest. The manifestation of knowledge obtaining of thought is must. Only then the universe shines. Therefore, this, what is that? Creative power. This manifestation is possible on the part of the knowledge, isn't it? Reality obtaining in the pure knowledge, there is a manifestation is possible. And that is called power of knowledge, power of creation. If there's no knowledge I am, the jagat will lose its existence. Therefore, we say what's a creative power. Okay? And which is called what? Maya. Why it is called Maya? It is not really there independently outside of the reality. There's the very nature of the reality. There's a manifestation, there's a resolution. Okay, without undergoing any changes, reality obtaining in a pure consciousness always, retaining its nature as it is, undergoing any changes, no, because it's manifestation, obtaining of thoughts, the world is lent existence, again world becomes always non-existent. Is it clear? Very important thing is what? Creation of the world means, creating the world means lending existence to the world. Lending existence to the world means what? Illumining the world. Illumining the world means bringing the world to light means knowing the world. Knowing the existence of the world. And knowing the existence of the world presupposes what? Knowing the existence of one's own self. isn't it? Therefore, knowing is creating. And knowing is what? Is the power of knowledge. Knowing is the power. Jnana Shakti. Jnana Meva Shakti there. And that for which, what does it need to do? Nothing. Just by being. Just by presence, it knows. Just by knowing, it lends existence. And here, the world to be created. For the world to enjoy the status of being existent, you don't need lots of knowledge. Don't need total manifest knowledge. You not total, manifest totally. That's why, padaha asya. Asya padaha. Only a portion of Brahman, only a part of Brahman manifest is this what? This whole Jagat. People, when they read it now, we think, oh, something is very big. People have all lots of lot of wrong ideas. Only one portion of Brahman becomes universe. No, nothing. You can never understand it otherwise. So if you to understand how only one part of asya part, only one fourth of Brahman manifests is Jagat means, what is the rest of the three-fourth? Three-fourth of Brahman is nothing but pure consciousness. Why do you say it's a pure consciousness, self-effulgent, Swayam Prabha? Why do you say that the reality? The abstract reality obtaining in the form of pure consciousness, pure knowledge. Why do we say that? Pure consciousness is non-recognizable. Pure consciousness is non-recognizable, non-accessible, non-interactable. The manifest knowledge alone is interactable, recognizable, isn't it? I am. This is recognizable. The pure consciousness is not recognizable. Therefore, the three-fourth, what is there as unmanifest is what? What is the unmanifest is pure consciousness. That's all. And what is the total manifestation? Now you know what is unmanifest, what is half manifest, what is total manifestation. Isn't it? In total manifestation, no creation, not even destruction or dissolution. There's a cognitive resolution. In total manifestation of knowledge, there's a cognitive resolution of the universe in terms of world is mithya, or you can say what? Whole mithya world is manifestation of knowledge. You can say that knowledge manifest is the universe. Otherwise, you know, there's no universe independent by itself. Now, what is half knowledge? Half knowledge is creation of the universe. Creation means what? Half knowing the universe. Lending existence to the universe. And a total knowledge means what? Resolving the universe cognitively, not physically. Physically, you don't destroy anything, okay? Undoing anything. You can't destroy anything here. Nothing is destroyed. What is total ignorance? Total ignorance, when there's no manifestation, say total ignorance. Once after the manifestation of knowledge, total manifestation of knowledge in terms of Aham Brahmasmi, then you will say, there is no ignorance at all. What is only knowledge. What is covering the reality now? Ignorance is covering the reality. Once you discover the knowledge, discover the truth in terms of pure knowledge, and what is there? Then there's no ignorance. There's only after total manifestation, there is only knowledge. There is no ignorance at all. And that knowledge is the existence. There's only existence. There's no non-existence. Do you see what I'm saying? Are you all with me? Is it wonderful to know? Oh, Half knowledge manifest is creating the universe. In total knowledge, you will resolve the universe cognitively. Now physically, you cannot dissolve or destroy the universe. The problem is, we want to know how to destroy, isn't it? There's no way of creating. There's no way of destroying anything. The universe is always undergoing change within itself. But here, for this universe, for it to be there, there must be manifestation of knowledge. And how much should be the manifestation? Do we need the total manifestation of reality, Atma, pure knowledge? Total manifestation of knowledge do you need for the creation to be existent? For the world to be, enjoy the status of being existent? No. You don't need total manifestation of knowledge for the world to enjoy the status of being existent. Half knowledge is enough. What is said to be half is here actually Shastram says only a part of Brahman manifest is the universe. Pado osya vishwa bhutani tripadasyo. No? So here he says tripad swayam prabaha. Swayam prabaha means the absolute abstract reality obtaining in the form of pure consciousness, which is inaccessible, non-interactable, is the rest of the Brahman. And that rest is also, you can say what now? In total knowledge, you can resolve the universe cognitively as mithya, or you can look at the whole universe as what? Only manifestation of jnanam. And after total manifestation of knowledge, I tell you, you will discover the fact there is no such a thing called ignorance at all. Aham asmi, aham brahma asmi. Sarvam kalidam brahma means where is the jnanam now? Where is the ignorance? It was only jnanam. You have to say ignorance of any given thing also is what? Manifestation of knowledge. You know, aham brahma asmi, but I don't know computers. Means what? The ignorance of computer is what? Or computer science is what? Knowledge. Manifestation of knowledge. Because you know, you don't know, no. Anything known is manifestation of knowledge. Anything known is manifestation of knowledge. Ignorance also, ignorance of any given thing, if known to you, manifestation of knowledge. You know that you don't know, isn't it? Therefore, ignorance is also manifestation of knowledge. There's no such thing called a total absolute ignorance at all. There's only jnanam. Therefore, there's only existence. Is it clear? I think I made it very clear. It has not become clear, and I will make you feel bored again and again by repeating it. Padosya sarva bhutani tripadasti swayam prabhaha ityeka desha vrittitvam maya yavadati shrutihi. Vishtabhyahamidam kritsnam. Vidyana Swami is very sweet. He always quotes some mantras and shloka which is known to us. Vishtabhyahamidam kritsnam. Yekam shenastito jagat. Vishtabhyahamidam kritsnam. Ekam shena sthito jagat iti krishna arjuna yah jagatastvekadeshatam. Repeat it. Vishtabhyaham idam kritsnam ekam shena sthito jagat iti krishna arjuna yah jagatasvekadeshatam. So Krishna, now he quotes a verse from Bhagavad Gita. You want to know the verse? 10th chapter, 42nd verse. Asmin arte smritihi pramanayati, smritim pramanayati. See, Vidyayana Swami gives both the quotations, okay? Whenever the traditional teachers teach, when they authentically, authoritatively state a fact, oh my God, we understand only one half manifestation or a little of manifestation of knowledge is the whole Jagat. The total manifestation is not the Jagat, okay? The universe enjoys existence only in little manifestation. It's not the manifestation of the truth. And it's a fact, to say this, Vidyayana Swami gives what now? Shruti Pramanam he gives, Smriti Pramanam also he gives. He quoted this Purusha Suktam statement to say, Shruti, I am not saying, Shruti says. And again he says, I am not saying, Bhagavan Krishna himself is saying in the Bhagavad Gita. He says, Ek vishtabhyaham, vishtabhyaham idam kritsnam eka amshena sitaha idam kritsnam jagat vishtabhya. I mean the pohada now. Idam kritsnam jagat vishtabhya eka amshena aham sthitaha. Eka amshena aham sthitaha. Idam jagat vishtabhya. Idam sarvam jagat vishtabhya. Aham yeka amshena sthitaha. What now? No, just by yeka amshena, only by one aspect of mind, manifesting only as yeka amshena sthitaha. No, I obtain you know, the whole cosmos, not as my total form, only yeka amsha. Only a part of my manifestation is this entire cosmos. I remain pervading this entire universe as what? Just by my one small aspect of mine. Only a half of my manifestation, by my half of my manifestation, I pervade the entire universe, I remain him of the whole universe. Eka amshena aham idam sarvam jagat vishtavya aham yeka amshena sthitaha natu purna amshena not by my total manifestation I remain in the form of the universe and pervading the entire universe. Only by part of my manifestation pervading the entire universe I remain in the form of the universe. This Krishna also says this. I made it very clear. Okay, yeka amshaha means what? When the knowledge is half, the universe enjoys existence. Knowledge is total, you discover freedom and you negate universe as mithya cognitively, not physically. That is when you understand universe is not created, it's only brought into manifestation. Universe is brought to light. Universe being brought into light, brought to light is what? Universe being created. And which is what? Manifestation of knowledge. Therefore, it is said here, Iti Krishna, Krishnaha Arjunaya Aha. Krishna also mentioned this to Arjuna, where Jagataha Yeka Deshatam. Jagataha Yeka Deshatam means what now? The universe is only manifestation of part of the knowledge, not the total knowledge. Universe is of course the manifestation of knowledge, nothing but the manifestation of knowledge. Universe is not the creation, but the so-called creation, the universe, is not, even though it is a manifestation of knowledge, it is only manifestation of part of the knowledge, not the total knowledge. Universe is not manifestation of the total knowledge, manifestation of the part of the reality obtaining in the form of pure knowledge. the Krishnaya, the Arjunaya, Krishnaha, Jagataha, Yeka Deshatam Aha. Yeka Deshata means the universe being the manifestation of knowledge, but part of the manifestation of the knowledge, not the total manifestation of knowledge. Now he's going to say, again, he's going to take up this Purusha Suktam here. Sabhomim Vishvato Vritya, all those verses he's going to take up here now. Sabhomim Vishvato Vritva Atyatishtaddashangulam Vikaravarti Chatrasti Shruti Sutra Krutor Vachaha. Shruti Sutra Krutor Vachaha. Saha Paramatma Bhumim in Jagate Vishvataha Samantataha Nodu Yentayali Vritva. Saha Paramatma, Saha means Saha Paramatma, that absolute reality, Bhumim, this entire universe, Vritva, Vritva means Vishwataha Vritva, entirely pervading this universe. Vishwataha, the meaning is Samantataha. Samantataha means entirely pervading. Dasha Angulam. Dasha Angulam Atyatishtate. Again, another expression here. Dasha, see, this Bhagavan, Daha Bhagavan Paramatma, pervading this entire universe totally, entirely, and then Atyatishtate means what now? It starts stood up beyond this universe, Dasha Angulam. Dasha Angulam is only a measure, okay? It's only an expression. Just to say, Bhagavan. The total Bhagavan did not fill the universe. Even though whole universe is filled by Bhagavan, still Bhagavan does not fill the universe totally. What does it mean? Only a portion of Bhagavan fills the universe. Now portion of reality fills the whole cosmos, which means still rest of the part of Bhagavan is still there without filling anything. So Dasha Angulam Atyatishti means what? Only expression. You not take very seriously here. So this measure is mentioned here just to say the whole universe, what shines here is in and through everything in this universe is totally pervaded by the reality in the form of knowledge. The whole universe, anything which enjoys existence here is what? Where does it exist? Only in knowledge. See, any opaque object, please understand very clearly, any opaque object which shines here, where does it exist? Any opaque thing enjoys existence in the light, isn't it? The light means, the light lends existence to the opaque thing, means the opaque thing which is illumined is in and through pervaded by the light. The opaque object does not exist outside of the light. Similarly here, anything known, please remember this, anything illumined does not exist outside of the light. Anything known, perceived, does not exist outside of the reality obtaining in the form of knowledge. Where every opaque thing is reflection of the light. Similarly, every known object is manifestation of knowledge. Every known object is manifestation of knowledge. Why? Because known object does not exist outside of knowledge. The reality in our knowledge pervades in and through the object. Pervading, not physically. Don't take it physically here. Okay? Therefore, what about this whole universe now? The whole universe is manifestation of knowledge. Even though the whole universe is manifestation of knowledge, Bhagavan pervades this universe totally in and through, still Bhagavan, total Bhagavan does not pervade here. The totality does not pervade the universe. Only portion of the reality pervades the whole universe. The whole universe is manifestation of reality, no problem, no doubt about it. But Bhagavan, only a portion of Bhagavan, a part of Bhagavan, Eka Amsha of Bhagavan, pervades the entire universe in the form of manifest knowledge. Still, there is a rest of the portion of the Bhagavan, part of Bhagavan, which is still as, don't say ignorance, don't say unmanifest. The rest of the Paramatma remains as pure knowledge. It's something very interesting to know, isn't it? The Gita was also interesting to understand. Ekam shena sthitaha. Only by my only by a given aspect of, a part of my manifestation, pervading the entire universe, I'm here. And here, Purushottam itself, he says what? Atyatishtat dashangulam. Dasha angulam atyatishtat. Mean what? Still, Bhagavan stands beyond the universe, which means only a portion of Bhagavan pervades the entire universe. Even the whole universe is manifestation of the reality up from pure knowledge. Still, totality of reality does not pervade the universe. Only portion of the reality pervades the universe. So the rest of the portion of Paramatma, which is what now? No, pure knowledge. Doesn't pervade anything. Okay, which means there is a pure knowledge. Reality is now pure knowledge, and a portion of which manifest is the universe. Reality is what now? Reality is incomprehensibly, immeasurably big. Reality is in the form of pure knowledge. And a portion of his manifest is the whole cosmos. And as a human being, we alone are blessed with special capacity to discover what is this reality. How you can discover the reality only as the source of knowledge. The manifest knowledge. So manifest knowledge is the name of a thought. When you discover the source of the manifestation, you arrive at the truth of the manifest reality, the truth of the manifestation, and that is how knowledge becomes complete. Total manifestation of knowledge is in discovering what really knowledge is. That total manifestation of knowledge is required for what? Not for creating the world, but for negating the universe as mithya, and for you to discover freedom, for us to correct our perceptions, clear perceptions. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.